Okay, today's Daf Nun Beis. We're on Nun Aleph Amud Beis. We're 2, 4, 7 lines from the bottom where it says Glima. We'll learn today for a Fuj Lam for Shoshana Basi Bas Rachel Devorah. We're in the middle of discussing whether when a bird falls, is there a chashash that it has internal injuries and therefore became a trait for an ox. So Glima Matiach. Glima Matiach is like a trampoline, like a tight sheet, and the bird fell there. So if that happens, Chashid, and we're afraid that maybe that's a Taka trait. Dolo Matiach, if it's not tight, Lo Chashid, we're not Choshish. Ufumu Ufak, if it's folded over, Lo Chashid, we're not Choshish, why not? Because that's probably not going to make an injury. Isla Umikarvi Kitri Chashina. If the bird got caught in a net, and the net has a lot of knots next to each other, then we're choshish. Why? Because knots are very hard. So thick net ropes, very hard, you could probably make a trade for. Lo Makarvi Kitri, if the knots are not near each other, they're far away, then Lo Chashina went out afraid. Why? One of the odds hit the knot, and okay, more meikle. Kisna, flax, the Ovid Batuni, that you made into a ball, Chashina and Rokoshesh. The high gitza, lo Chashina. But if the bird hits the edges of the flax, so bundle becomes nice and hard. But the edges are still soft. So if the bird hit the edges, it's not a Chashina. Asuryasa reads Chashina Rokoshesh. Kitzna, back to flax. Why they have to stick in reeds in the middle, I don't know. Kitzna. Daik bin afit, if they're crushed and combed, they're nice and soft, lo chashinan. The daik blown afit, if they're crushed and not combed, chashinan were choshesh, because they're still very hard. The avid bizri, if you made into bundles, kivan de ikaba kitri, as soon as there's a knot there, since there's a knot there, chashinan were choshesh. Daksa, the refuse from the flax, chashinan were choshesh. Daksa, dak de kasa, the doctor said means soft refuge, then lo chashina, we're not afraid. Navra, the article says is palm bass. I don't know what that is. I read the same thing you're going to read now. Fibers, I don't know what that is. Anyway, chashina, we're afraid. That's a choshesh. Why? It's hard. Palm chasa, the strands, lo chashina, not hard. Not hard, not choshesh. Kitma, the hile, shifted ash, Chashina were choshesh. Why were choshesh? Because if it's shifted, it becomes hardened. And then it can fall and it can break, give internal injuries. Nihale, lo chashina. Not shifted, it's not choshesh. Chol hadak, soft sand, lo chashina, we're not choshesh. Chol hagas, forced sand, chashina, we are choshesh. Avak drachim, the dust in the road, chashina were choshesh. Tivna, if it's tivna, what's tivna? Tivna is straw. The Ovid, the Gaza, you made it into a ball, Chashina, we're choshesh. Why? Because it becomes hard. Lo Ovid, the Gaza, if you didn't make it into a ball, lo Chashina, we're not choshesh. Chiti, the Chol Diminaihu, wheat, and everything like wheat, Chashina, we're choshesh. Tsari, the Chol Diminaihu, barley, and everything like barley, Chashina, we're choshesh. Komine Kitnias, all types of Kitnias, Ein Behem Mishum Risuke Evarim. There's no issue. There's no issue of Risuke Evarim, Lavar Min Rubia, except the fenugreek. Right, Rubia is one of the things that eat Rosh Hashanah night. Chimsi, peas, and Bomisham Risuke Evarim. No Risuke Evarim. Chifsi, chickpeas, Yesh Bomisham Risuke Evarim. There is a Shiloh of Risuke Evarim. Call the Milsa, the rule is, call Midi the Misreik, anything that splits open. Ain bo mishum risuke evarim. Not a problem. Why not? It's considered soft if it splits open. Below misrek, it won't split open. Yesh bo mishum risuke evarim. It's a risuke evarim problem. Now, davuk, glue. What's glue? Doesn't mean glue. What it means is, it means it's glue on a board. And the bird got snacked, touched the board, and the whole board now falls. So do we say that the bird is going to fall? So do we say that the bird now has internal injuries that render it a trait? Okay? That's the case. So Ravashi Shari, Ravashi says it's mutter the bird, amem or asar. Bechad gafa, if there's one wing attached, kuli amalo pligi de shari. Everybody holds it's mutter. Why? Because with one wing, the bird can flap itself and fall from the fall. Therefore, shari. Ki pligi, the machlokas is, betray gafi, two wings, man de asar amalo, heki neko. The one who says asar, what's the bird going to do? It's stuck to the thing. Uman de shari amalo, well, evsha de neko ma'ikbe de gafi, it can somehow maneuver its wings a little bit and fall from the fall. Maybe it's not going to be internal injury. Okay? Ikad diamri, no. Bitre gapi, with two wings, kuli amalo pligi dasa. Everybody holds that dasa. Why? What can the bird do, lemaisa? What can the bird can do? Ki pligi bechad gapa. What's the machloket? One wing. Man deshari amala, after the paras bechad gapa. It can fly with one wing, can't fly anywhere. But at least it can soften the fall. Won't be a trade. Man, the Atar, given the Baha'i Lamazi Barak, since it can't fly with one wing. Why not? Because it's attached to the glue. Baha'i Nami Lamazi Barak, it also can't fly with the other wing. El Chazan, the Lacha is, betray Gafi Asar, the Chad Gafi Shari. Two wings is Asar, one wing is Mutar. Okay? For Garashi, betray Gafi Asar. Another one of these key Rashis in the Bethesda Schoolin. Ella Imke Amar Bahala. It's Asher unless it gets up and walks away. If it gets up and walks away, then you know nothing happened. Okay, that's not the key Rashi. That's not. Kasav Bahalachas Gedola. The Bahag writes. Who's the Bahag? The Bahag was one of the Gaonim. The Yehudoi Gaon. He writes like this. Kal Hecha Deboi Bedika. Whenever you require a Bedika. Right? Rashi said already. We don't require a Bedika for anything except for the law. Unless you have a reason. Nefula, Shavura, it fell, has a fracture, Derusa, it was attacked by a lion. All these cases, the Miskashi for Bedika. So if we check it out, then we might say, it's kosher now. Checked it out, nothing wrong with this bird or this animal. Hani Mili Bedoras Kamai. That was only in the older generations. Why? They were Bikiyim. They were experts. Had a check. Avalanan, lo Bikiyim. We don't know what we're doing. Lo, Samchinan, Anafshin. We can't rely on ourselves. Says Rashi, Valinira, the Ain, lo, Ladayit, Elamash, Ain of Rose. Rashi says, I will have none of that. We only, the Dayan can only look at what he can see. Ubotur Lismachalov. You're allowed to rely on him. Dixiv, Elashofit, Ashiyir, Biyavavahim. No one's allowed to say, I'm not going to my rabbi. He's not the Vilna Gaon. He's not the Kiv Eger. You're right. He's not. They're long dead. Right? They're long dead. You go to the Gedolim, you go to the Chacham in your day. Right? I'm not going to Yiftach. He's an Amaris. I want to go to Shmuel. Shmuel's long dead. You got to go to the one in your day. That's what you got Rashi. The Bahad doesn't want to go to Rabbanim. Against the Pasuk says otherwise. Right? And Rashi says something fascinating. You should be very careful. Gather together all the shochtim. Everybody is an expert. At least we'll have one standard. We'll get together and make a standard. Make one vad, and this will be the rule, and this will be the rule. That, what? Of that generation. This is what we do right now. This is the best we can do. To say that every time an animal falls, it's trafe because we can't check? Said Rashi, I'm not allowed to say that. I'm willing to say that. Do a bet. Now, there are some times when we don't say this. And we say we don't know what we're talking about. For example, by Tam Nita. The Chacham simply don't have the ability to differentiate between different colors of red. They used to be able to do that. But the Gemara says in Nita, there are five reds. What are the five reds? We lost the old red. Why? We lost that art. It's not a knock on the Chacham. Correct. But within that expertise, there's still the Yerida. All right, because the Yerida has to deal with the Yerida. But just to make an imposed Yerida, says Rashi, you're not willing to do that. Fascinating. Okay, next. Mishtabru rov tiloseha. So, if rove of the ribs became broken. Now, Rashi points out, the next Rashi does. Chafet Salos Gedolim. There are 12, 22 ribs. sheyesh behem moach, that have marrow, yesh la lebehema, there are to a behema, yud alef mikan, yud alef mikan, 11 on each side, dehein v'rov shalahen havi yud be, and the rov is 12. Now, the mepharshim point out, even the scientists point out, there are really more than 22 ribs, more than 11 on each side, apparently 13 on each side. So it's a whole discussion which ones are not being counted here. Either they're too small, they're too close to the brain, they're too close to the tail, they're not focused, they're close to the two, which ones are excluded. They don't have, they might have narrow. Someone asked someone across the street, well, why don't you just check out, see if they have narrow. They might have narrow. They don't have the narrow, enough narrow. You know, you don't know. Someone said across the street, those are the stairs. Right, they're not counted, they're the stairs. So those aren't counted. So it's not, don't ask me a question about it, it's not true. Science, the Rashi knew, they all knew. They're not counted for various reasons. Not everything's a trade point. Only 22 are a trade point. Okay? So, Tana Rabbanan, Elohein Rov Tzala. Here's the majority. Either Sheish Mikan for Sheish Mikan, six on each side, or Achat Asra Mikan V'Achat Mikan, 11 on one side, one on the other side. Okay? Now, Amar the Iri said, when we say that it has to be broken, at least half of the rib must be broken, and it must be the upper half of the rib going toward the spine. The lower half of the rib is broken, that might not be a trace, even if it's broken, even if it's all, it has to be the upper half. Fine. That's the easy part of this tomorrow. From now on, it's very hard. Now, besides the rib, there's another thing. There's something called the spine. On the spine are vertebrae. Each vertebrae has two ribs, they fuse. The two ribs come up to the vertebrae, the vertebrae fuses them, and the two ribs are there. That happens 11 times. Happens 13 times, right? So now we're going to discuss the interaction between the ribs and the vertebrae. In Hebrew, the vertebrae is called a cholia. Okay? So, Amar Ula says, Ben Zakkai says, Rashi says, I don't know who that person is, Lo Yadana Manu, I don't know who that is. Whoever it is, he says as follows, Nakru Duro Sad Echot. Now, the new thing now. Now we're talking about Nakar. Nakar means uprooted. Uprooted means the limb, the rib is dislodged. It's supposed to be coming out of the cholia, somehow it got dislodged. So what's the din by dislodged by trefa? Says Ben Zakkai. Nakru b'rov sad echad. Rov of one side got removed. Okay? Mishtabru. What if it got broken? The Mishnah said already. Rov shneit tzadim. Right? Rov shneit tzadim. Says Rashi. Nekru berov tzad echad. Kivon shenekru sheish mehen. One stick become uprooted. The hainu rov tzad echad. Trefa. That's a trefa. Avol benishtabru. But if they're broke, lo mitrefa el abiyud be. The hainu rov shneit tzadim. So Ben Zakkai only changed, he didn't change anything. The fact that I've broken ribs, he didn't touch that. He said the same thing as where we started off. The same way we started off, the Tana Rabbanan. He added about uprooted limbs, about uprooted ribs. Who he did? Rabbi Yochanan Amar. No, I argue. They nekru, they nishtabru, whether they're uprooted, whether they're broken, the rov shneit tzadim. I have the same shita. Rov shneit tzadim. So the only point of machlokas between Ben Zakkai and Rabbi Yochanan is on uprooted ribs. How many do you need to be uprooted? According to Ben Zakkai, you need 6. According to Rabbi Yochanan, you need 12. Okay? Good? So far, so good? Okay. Amar Rav, Rav makes the following statement. Nekra tela. Let's say one tela, one rib got uprooted. Bechol ye'ima, with its vertebrae. Okay? The vertebrae also is removed now. That's Rav Trefa. That's a Trefa. Okay? Now, Amar le Rav Kahana v'Rav Asi l'Rav. Rav Kahana and Rav Asi asked Rav the following question. We're going to spend the next Amid on this question till the bottom of the page. Nekra telemikan v'telemikan. What about the following question? What if one rib on one side and the adjoining rib on the other side become removed? V'chulya kayena. But the chulya is intact. Mahu, what's the din? Okay? Now, right, nekra, uprooted. What? I don't know. Now, according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's not a trefa. Why? It's not a trefa. Because Rabbi Yochanan said you didn't grow. It's not growth. According to Ben Zakkai, it's also not a trefa. Why not? He held you didn't grow in one thought. So who's this question on? Nobody. Right? Amar Lahu, Rab says to them, Gistera Kamrisu? You asking me about a case where an animal gets split in half? Why? Because if one rib is removed and the other rib is removed, the animal's split in half. True, it's only one rib, but so what? It's split in half. Okay? Rashi explains, what does Rav mean to say by this? He means to say not only is this animal a trefa, this animal is something called a nevela. It has tumah, different rules. Why? It's such a bad, not a trefa, it's a nevela. What? It's not viable, it's nothing. It's like a walking nevela, it's dead already. And shechita will never save this animal. That's the key. Shechita won't save it. Okay? So the Gemara says, wait a minute. But Rav Nami Gistera Kamar. Rav's case also was a case of Gistera. Why? What did Rav say? Rav said if the rib is, one rib is missing with its chulya, it's a trefa. Is it an avela? Rav didn't say. But wait a minute. If you remove the vertebrae and you remove one rib, what's going to happen to the rib on the other side? It's going to fall off. So it's the same thing. It's also a Gistera. And Rav didn't say a word about Nevela there. Right? So the Gemara says, no. Ki kama Rav, when Rav said his din, he said, Tela below Cholya. A Tela without a Cholya. The Cholya did not come on. Says the Gemara, what are you talking about? But Tela and Cholya come on. Rav said, a Tela and the Cholya came off. Okay, now we have a Kasha, because it's a Gistera. So the Gemara says, no, he didn't say Cholya. No, he did say it. The Gemara says, Tela, the Chatzi Cholya. What Rav meant to say was the rib and the chulya on that side. But the chulya on the other side is still there. Therefore, the other rib not falling off. Okay? Now, Michlal, you see from all this, the Rav Kahan and Rav Asi, right? The Rav Kahan and Rav Asi asked the question, Tela, below chulya on me. They were asking about a Tela without the chulya coming off. Why? Because Rav already talked about the chulya coming off. Right? So they're asking about two ribs that are dislodged, but the chulya stays where it is. The amalahu, and what did Rav answer to them? Gistera kamrisu. Rav answered them, like a little bit of a derision. You asking about a gistera? What kind of question is that? Right? Okay? So wait a minute. But Omar Ula, what I alluded to this before, Ula said, Ben Zakkai Omar, Ben Zakkai said, Nekru Berov Tzad Echad Nishtabru, Berov Shnei Tzadim. I'm sorry, I read it wrong. Nekru Berov Tzad Echad. Nekru, how many have to be Nek in order for it to be trade? Six on one side. And the Shtabru broke Shnei Tzadim. And to be broken, you need 12. point is, they asked about two. What did Rav say? Not only is it a treifa, it's an avela. So wait a minute. That's not what Bezakai said. Bezakai said you need six. Now, the Raja points out, for various technical, extremely difficult reasons, we don't want to say that Rav can argue on Bezakai. Why can't Rav argue on him? There's a lot of arguing him. Bezakai held six, and Rav held two. We don't want to say that. For whatever lumpish reasons, we don't want to say they're arguing. So, Kashan Rav, how could Rav say? How could Rav tell Ravasi Ravami? Whoever it is. Rav Yossi, whatever, Kahana Ravati. That happy Rav tells us Kahana Ravati. That two is enough to trade, but Zaka said you need six. Amalach, the answer is no. Hasam, when Ben Zaka said you need six, is Zeshalo Kineged Zeh. You're all on one side. Then you need six. However, Hacha, when did Rav say it's Asir? Zeh Kineged Zeh. It's the very same rib on both sides. Right, rib number, their number. So it's rib number three on the right, rib number three on the left. That, for sure, is a trade for. Even Ben Zakkai would agree with that. Okay? So wait a minute. That's the Gemara, the Amar Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan said, Berov, right? Even by Nekar, is Berov Shnei Tzadim. Now, the point of Rav Yochanan, what's Berov Shnei Tzadim? Either 6 and 6, even 11 and 1. Right? That's what we talked about. Even 11 and 1, even 6 and 6. So Rabbi Yochanan held, Berov Shnei Tzadim, if you do that, it's impossible that you won't have one lining up with the other. It's impossible. Why? Because there are only 11. Either you held 6 and 6, definitely lining up. One of them has to line up. 11 and 1, again, one's lining up. You hear that? So what's the kasha? The kasha is, and what did Rabbi Yochanan say about such a case? It's trait, true. He did say, what about the veil? Again, we don't want to say that Rav and Rabbi Yochanan are arguing. They could argue. Rav held it's in the veil, and Rabbi Yochanan held it's a trait. We don't want to say that. Why not? It's very complicated. Why not? I don't understand why not. But I told the Rav to say, I don't want to say they're arguing. We're on Nun Beza Med Aleph. In the middle of the fat, wide lines. So you hear the kasha? You hear the kasha? The kasha is again. Rabbi Yochanan and Rav are not arguing now. They both hold it's a trefa. Rav holds it's also a nevela, and Rabbi Yochanan holds it's not a nevela. Why not? So the Gemara answers, Hasam, by the case of Rabbi Yochanan, Bukhna below Asisa. A buchna and an asita is part of the same tool. It's a mortar. It's used to crush the medicine. So the bottom of the kli is fatter than the top. You have a handle, and it gets like a fatter thing, and the bottom of it is flat. You can crush the spices very, very well. So the Gemara answers like this. When Rabbi Yochanan is talking about, a buchna. Buchna means a rib below asita, without the vertebrae. Right? Therefore, even if they're lined up, what's the mystic over here? What's the problem? What's Rabbi Yochanan talking about? When there's an akira, when the ribs are dislodged, it's bukna below asita, without the chulya. Just the lib, just the rib. Aval. Hacha, Rav and Rav Kahana and Rav Asi were asking about Bukhna Vasita. The Bukhna with the Asita. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. Didn't they walk in and say two ribs without the chulya? Now we're changing it. Now we're saying they asked with the chulya. The Gemara says, Ihachi, Hainu de Rav. Isn't that what Rav started off saying? What did Rav start off saying? Rav started off saying, a rib plus the chulya is a trefa. They walk in, hey, what about two ribs without the chulya? I'm sorry, two ribs with the chulya. What's the story? Rav just said one rib and the chulya is chulya. What are they asking? The answer is, lo shmir lehuz l'rav. But they didn't hear Rav say that. They walked in, said, Rav, Rebbe, what's the story about two ribs plus the chulya? So Rav said, you asking me about a gitzah? not only is that trait, it's also unavailable. 5 seconds before that, Rav made a statement, by the way, a chulia plus one is also a trefa. Now, if a chulia, if a rib and a chulia is a trefa, two ribs and a chulia is for sure a trefa, right? So the Gemara asks now, v'liboy minei kidirav. Why didn't they ask Rav's question? Why didn't they ask one rib? Why did they ask two ribs? Why didn't they ask one rib? Why ask such a difficult question? Ask one rib. The answer is, it's a longish answer. Listen to this answer. The Gemara asked, really, what? Now, Rav's statement was, one rib, one second. The Vayam Shiloh, right? So why don't they ask, case of one? Why didn't he just two? Rav, what? Rav's statement. Right, exactly. But they didn't hear it. They didn't hear it. So, why did they ask about one rib? Why two ribs? Sabri, listen to this answer. Because there's a list. Rav's a busy man. He doesn't have time for our silly questions. So we're going to try to ask one question that has the most puns. We're going to ask one question. We're going to get two answers out of that question. How so? We're going to ask, now here, Sabri, we're going to ask one question. Uparish lontaris. It's going to have two answers. How so? Now, Eba ina minei uchada. Had they asked, what's the din about one chulia? Now, ha nicha. That would have been very wise. I amaluhut lon trefa. If Rav would say that one rib is a trefa, kol shkiz chatarti. If for sure two ribs is a trefa. But, I amaluhut kshera. If Rav would have said one rib is kosher, then ikasi tarti kami bayla. We would not know what the sin is by two. Now, ihachi hashtanami te kabay minei tarti. What did they ask about? They asked about two ribs. Right? They asked about two ribs. Hanicha, that was a very wise move. Iyamalahu ksheva. Right? If he would say it's kosher, now, if two ribs are kosher, then certainly one rib is kosher. Kal shkin chaza. But for iyamalahu trefa, but if Rav would have said, two is a trefa, akati chadzi mi bailahu, they still wouldn't know one. What are they doing? What are they doing? I'm trying to ask one question with two answers. How are they doing that? Says the Gemara, Sabri, they thought like this. Listen, Rav's a busy man. So we're going to walk in, we're going to ask one question. We're going to ask, what's the din by two? And we're going to see how Rav answers. If Rav said, that's an unbelievable, great question. The answer is, it's trefa. Then we would know, that was the story with one, one's kosher. But if they walked in and said, what's the story with two? And Rav said something like the following. We're going to if you try to question that. If he's about two, of course it's trade. Then we would know one's also trade. Right? If Rav would stick it to us, then we would know not only is two trade, he hits the word, even one is trade. Exactly. If it's true that one is trey, mirsas karasa. He get angry at us. Chada trefa, tarta mebaya. But if one's trey, if you're bothering me with two, what are you wasting my time for? What if he said one's kosher? Right. So we're going to ask. No. Because one is trey, just because one is trey, maybe. What if one's kosher? Maybe two is kosher, maybe two is trade. That would work. That wouldn't work. So we're going to ask two, and we're going to see how he responds. If he says, what kind of stupid question is that? Then we know two is trade, and so is one. If he says, wow, what a bomb kasha. You know what? I think it's trade. Then we'll know, but one's not trade. Okay? Now, 1 minute. Says to Gemara, Baha ka'amri leh v'larasa, but they asked him, and they didn't get angry. The whole thing didn't work. He didn't get angry. That's the one. He did get angry. Kibbut the Amalahu. Gistera come reach you? You're asking me about a Gistera? In other words, what kind of dumb question is that? Hainu Rasiche. That's Raza getting angry. So when he said that, when he said Gistera, when he said, what kind of question is that? He asked me about an animal foot in the hand. Of course, it's trade. And by the way, so too one is trade. You hear this tomorrow? You hear this? Okay. Okay, we don't want to waste Rav's time. Amar Rabba Bar Shila, Amar of Masta, Amar Shmuel. Nekra Tela Meikara, if the rib was uprooted from its spot, or the Golgolas, or a skull, Shenichpitsa Beruba, that is missing robe, even though it's intact somehow, or Basar Hachopa Es Rov Hakeret, the Basar that covers robe of the stomach, robe, I should say, robe of the carrot. Birubo, in its majority, what does that mean? The Gemara is going to have a topic what that means. The answer is, whatever it means, trefa, it's a trefa. Now, so wait a minute. Nekra sela liikara trefa? If it's missing one sela, it's a trefa? Verminu, we have a Gemara in Ahalos. It says like this. Kama chisaron b'shedra. How, but the law is that a body, a dead body in a room, it's called Tumas Ohel. You walk into the same room, you go, what if it's not a full body? What if it's half a body? How much of the body has to be missing that's no longer considered a body? Kama chisaron of the spine. So b'shedra, in the spine. Right, that's the backbone of the body, right? Beshamei omrim shtei chulios. Two chulios. Ubeisil omrim choli achas. One chulios. Who's more machmer? Beshamei. Why? Because Beshamei makes you tummy in more cases. So Beshamei is more machmer. V'amar v'yehuda mashmuel v'chein l'treifa. The same story by a treifa. That what? If two chulios are missing, it's still kosher, according to Beshamei. According to Beis Hillel, if one chuli is missing, it's already trefa. Who's more machmer now? Beis Hillel. If Beis Shammai has more cases of the animal's not trefa. Right? So anyway, the kasha is, how could you tell me that two chulis, that one tela makes a trefa? Right? What's the kasha? Huh? The chulia makes a trefa, not the tela. So there's a pacha, by the case of the trefa, it's tela below chulia. A tela without the chulia. Right? Hasam, by the case of the ohel, it's a chulia. It could be a vertebrae below tela, without a rib. Is it such a thing? Now, tela, bishlama tela below chulia. I can have a rib without a vertebrae. Mishkachatla. El a chulia below tela has a mishkachatla. How could you have a vertebrae without a rib? The answer is very simple. Bishilihi kifli, in the lower part of the body, in your lower back, it's true by an animal, it's true by a human being. You have vertebrae without rib. Very, very simple. Right? Very simple. It's called the lumbar region. Right? Maskifla, Raboshia, Bulusnaya Gabi, Kula, Vishami, Bechomer, Betilel. So why isn't this on the list of the times of Bisham is more makel? The answer is Amalei Rav Ki Ischel, because when was that Mishnah learned? That Mishnah was learned in Yom Tumah regarding Tumah Ischel. The Havilu Bisham is from Rav. Yes. An offshoot of this Machlokas is that when it comes to Trefa, Bisham is more makel. But that's not the crux of that Mishnah. That Mishnah talking about Tumah. In Tumah, Bisham is more machmer. That's why it's not on the list. Okay? Now, next, the Golgolet Shenichpasa Beruba. The head that got robe of it is missing. Barab Yirmiya, Ruba Gavoa, a Ruba had Kefa, an interest taker. Is it the majority of the top of the head? Is it the circumference, the whole machlok is what this means? The answer is it's a taker anyway. Okay? Now, Ubasar Achopa Rove Keres Berubo. It's a very redundant statement. It says, Basar, the flesh that surrounds robe of the Keres, Berubo, in its majority. What does that mean, Berubo? What does that mean? So, boy Ravashi, Berov Karua, a majority of it is ripped, or Berov Nuto, or majority of it is removed. What does that mean? Okay? So, before we get into what that means, we don't even know where this is. Where is it? See, Ravashi said, now, Tifshot Lay, but it's not. Why don't we answer it from the following Mishnah? Like the Mishnah said, keres ha-penimis, if the inner keres, inner stomach, nikva, got a hole, onikra, or got a rip, rove hachitona, the majority on the outside. The Ami Rav Mishmeder of Yosi Bar Chanina, kol hakeres kulo zeh keres hapanimi. The entire stomach is called the keres hapanimi. The ezer of keres hachitona, so what's this other thing here called the keres hachitona? Basar hachop et rova keres. It's the basar that surrounds rove keres. So what do you see from here? That the carrot hachitona, this rove carrot issue, is if it's ripped, not if it's removed. Says the Gemara, that's impossible. You know why? Because, to go back to the last line, Amud Aleph, who made this statement that this is a trefa? A person by the name of Shmuel. A few days ago, we had 8-way machlokel where this carrot is. Right? Now we're saying it's the whole stomach area, and therefore we have another Gemara that's headed to remove. That's not what Shmuel held the carrot was. Shmuel held it was something else. Don't bring me a raya from somebody argues on. This is what he holds. Can't be. Right? Impossible. Midu time El with Shmuel. This whole Gemara here is all about the Shita of Shmuel. Shmuel said, this is a traitor. Now we want to know, well, Rove ripped or Rove missing? Well, we know that somebody else holds this is the stomach, and there he held Rove Rip, so it must be his Rove Rip too. It's the Gemara. Amar Rav Yaakov Bar Nachmani Amar Shmuel Machom She'evo Meila. Shmuel held that same word Rove Keret did not mean the stomach area, and then where the lining becomes less hairy. That's not the same sheet at all. Therefore, don't bring me a riot from them. And we don't have an answer. We don't have an answer. Okay. Next is called Jerusat De'ed. Now, I said this across the street earlier this morning. I got like the only ones that stoned me. I said that the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, one of the treifas is if you're clawed by a wolf. Right? Why is that a treifa? Because the Gemara assumes that the wolf had some poison in its claws, and it put the poison into the animal, and therefore the animal's going to die. So I pointed out that there's no such thing. We know of no such animal, no such predator that has poison in its claws. So, when I said that, you don't jump. What do you mean? How can you say that? The Gemara says, I said, Chas v'shalom. I'm not saying anything against the Gemara. Chas v'shalom. There are a few places in Shas where the Gemara said something, and we know today that it simply does not fit with science. It simply doesn't. But either, there's a few ways to answer. Either science is wrong, either the Gemara is wrong, or what? Change of teva, one end. Or you could say that they were basing their halachas on the science of the time. Hard to say that when halacha almost was seen. Pretty hard to say that. Because Moshe Rabbeinu, Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, was not... Right. Right, so someone across here got so upset at me. I didn't make this up. It's in the art school. The art school says that there's no such animal today. He said, well, no animal we know of. I said, we know what a wolf is. It didn't say some word. We're going to have here a word that the article is not going to translate. The word net, some kind of bird. I don't think the article translates it. We don't know what it is. We know what a zev is. We know what an ari is. We know what they are. Right? So again, it's one of these cases we have to figure out. Is that what the Gemara meant? Someone says bacteria. It could be a bacteria. It could be. Some kind of. It could be. I'm not saying that. It's no poison. As far as it's not a snake, when it bites you, it emits poison into your body. 100%. That's not what this is. The lions don't do that. They just don't do that. Right? Okay. Again, Chas v'shalom, not saying anything negative. I'm just raising the question. It needs to be addressed. Rav Dessler addressed it. What? No, there's a sefer put out in the 1700s by somebody named Rav Yitzchak Lapranti, Poltachad Yitzchak, not Rav Yitzchak. Kind of a different Pachad Yitzchak. He also addresses it. It's one of these talked about Shavuot night topics that they go into. Very nice. Okay. I have 5 minutes to do it. I'm not going to finish. Where am I? Amar Yehuda Marab. Behema minazev v'lamayla. When it comes to an animal, anything azev and anything bigger. Ba'ofos, when it comes to birds, minhanates v'lamayla. Which is the article translated the word nates. From a nate and a ball. Anything bigger than the translators? I don't think the translators. Does it say they're nate? No, no one's on the page. Is it translated as net, right? They don't translate it. Someone said it's a hawk. Okay. Lebute mai. Now what are we excluding by all this? Elem lebute chasul. Are we excluding a cat? I don't need to exclude a cat. You know why? Tanina, it says in the Mishnah, Jerusat hazev. Hazev, meaning not a cat. Zechitem ha-kamashvala. If you want to tell me, the zev, the gasadami darit, that a zev can even attack a larger animal, that can't be. Because nan, the Mishnah said, Rabbi Huda Omer, Rabbi Huda said, Jerusat hazev bedaka, or Jerusat hazev, only small animals. Why? Because its poison is not lethal enough to kill a bigger animal. Jesus Ari Begasa. But Ari, yeah. The Chitam, Rabbi Yehuda, Maslid Palig. Go on and tell me. Rabbi Yehuda is arguing on the Tanakhama? He's not. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Law. Law, Rabbi Yehuda, El Lafarish, Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is not coming to argue, he's coming to explain this. That's the Gemara. Gavra, Gavra, Karamit. Can't Rav argue on Rabbi Yehuda, on Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda said, that Rabbi Yehuda and the Chacham are not arguing. Comes along Rav, no, they are arguing. And therefore, according to the Tanakhama, maybe a cat can kill. Maybe a cat can. Ibai Dema, for 1 second. Right. In other words, that even a cat would not work. A cat would not work. Why? Only a zeb. We're going to exclude a cat for a different reason. I would have thought, why did the Mishnah pick a zev? Because common. What's the common animal that's going to kill your sheep? Not a lion. It's a zev. No. That's not why the Mishnah mentioned the word zev. The Mishnah mentioned the word zev because it's specific. What? Right, exactly. Die. Oh, what about a cat? The cat's too small. Amram Chista, Jerusalem Chatul Venemia, the Gedeon Mutulayim. No, comes along with Chista. No, a cat and a Nemia, some kind of weevil, right? They can poison small goats and small sheep. They can. Jerusalem Cholda, and a Cholda, a weevil, can even destroy, even poison opals, a bird. The Mase, wait a minute. Jerusalem Chatul. Nate Vinamiya Ad Chetinakev Lachala. The only way they're going to make a trefa is if they penetrate all the way through. Why? Because then the trefa is not drusa, it's a nekev. Meaning, I will drusa lechmu. But there's no such thing as a drusa. No such thing. But this for a net will Doris? You want to tell me a net can't do that? But now I'm drusa as a net. This is the halakha, that's not a kasha. I'm talking about animals. Still, Chista has a kasha. The Gemara says, "Hu da'amar ki haitana." He holds like the following: the Tanya Baribi Omer lo amu ain Jerusa. We only said that a cat can't be darus el makom she'ain matzilus. Only if there's nobody there. If this is what it means, the cat has its eyes set on a small little goat. It's going to attack the goat and eat it. If there's nobody there trying to stop the cat, then the cat does not poison the animal. Why not? Because the cat doesn't have to. However, but if there are people there trying to save the animal, trying to get the cat out of the way, the cat gets very angry, then yesh drusa, then it emits poison. You ever heard of an animal like that? No. Ubamakum she'ein matzilin ain't drusa, and if there's no matzilin, there's no drusa, v'ahi tarnagolas. There was this chicken, the Beir of Kahana, that was in the house of Kahana, the Rosh Chatul Basra, the chicken was running away, the cat was chasing after it, Ba'al in Druna, it ran into some room, Vishchayi Dasha Ba'apa, and the door got shot, and the cat was on the other side of the door, V'machayi L'dasha, and he was clawing at the door, V'sichupe, with its claw, V'shtakach Allah Chamisha Kurti Gama, and they saw 5 spots of blood on it. That's 5 spots of poison. Yeah, there's no one there to save this. No one there trying to save the animal. So the Gemara gives the obvious answer. Hatalas atmanami katalas acherim dami. Yeah, because the chicken trying to save itself, it's as if someone's trying to save it. The cat freaked out, and it put its poison trying to get the bird. That's different. And that's what Chista was talking about. All right? So we'll stop here. Oh, I'm sorry, Rabbanan. And what did the Rabbanan say back to this? Zihira itzle. No, of course cats have poison. No shayla about that. But v'lo kali zihire. It's not strong enough. Okay, it's not strong enough to kill. So we'll stop here by the Ikat the Amri. We'll stop here, and everyone have a very good day. We'll resume tomorrow. Nun Beis Amad Beis.